Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft.
The crowded field of competitors for the Republican presidential nomination has shrunk by one. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker suspended his campaign Monday. Walker, who failed to catch on in the early jockeying for the top GOP prize, told a news conference that he felt he could better lead by stepping aside. Walker urged others to quit as well, saying it was necessary to clear the field so someone can emerge to take down frontrunner Donald Trump. Scientists at the U.S. Geological Survey Hawaiian Volcano Observatory have elevated the volcano alert for Mauna Loa from normal to advisory on a color scale that essentially means moving from green to yellow. The change indicates that the volcano is showing signs of unrest that are above known background levels, but it does not mean that a Mauna Loa eruption is imminent or certain, according to the USGS. They say over the past year, they've been locating on average about 150 earthquakes per month. Normally, fewer than 40 earthquakes a month are reported. They say it's possible that the increased level of activity at Mauna Loa could continue for many months or years without leading to an eruption. But they also say it's possible that the current unrest could be a precursor to the next eruption of Mauna Loa. Mauna Loa's most recent eruption, which began on March 25, 1984 and lasted just over 3 weeks, was preceded by up to 3 years of increased earthquake activity. Still, compared to pre-1984 activity, the energy released by recent quakes remains comparatively low.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. One more time. 800-710-3720.
First recording from space station.
What is a spaceship but another form of ship?
For over 30 years, the space shuttle turned its place in history.
The whalers and the explorers and the merchant traders that were sailing all around the world.
One final time for the start of a sentimental journey into history.
They were in this little microcosm of humanity, and they understood their experience better because they sang the songs that describe it with each other. They wrote them as they went.
Space Sessions, Songs from a Tin Can, is the first album set to be released by retired Commander Chris Hadfield on October 9th. His guitar and vocal tracks were entirely recorded in space during a six-month stay on the International Space Station, with the rest of the album being multi-tracked back on Earth. Hadfield had brought a guitar to the space station on his first space mission as a gift about 20 years ago. Some tracks were earlier compositions, while others were written in his tiny sleeping pod, the quietest place in the very noisy environment. After testing various ways to complete the task, he resorted to using his iPad stuck to the wall with Velcro, a slim Larivee Parlor acoustic guitar, and a microphone for recording equipment. No microphone stand was required in the zero-gravity environment. It just floated there in front of him with ease. He had to adjust the strumming and holding the guitar in a new way, referring to it as if playing on Earth, but almost like standing on your head. His singing voice was also affected on the recordings from having his sinuses blocked. His first song, The Jewel of the Night, released via YouTube on Christmas Eve 2012. He had a smashing hit with a cover David Bowie's A Space Oddity, recorded on a Saturday with the help of his terrestrial son Evan Hadfield. Bowie himself loved the song, stating that it was possibly the most poignant version of the song ever created.
This is ground control to Major Tom.
Thanks to Commander Hadfield's active social media accounts, interest in NASA and space exploration has increased around the globe, and sporting a bushy mustache might actually be cool again too. What do you think of Hadfield's version of Space Oddity compared to other covers of the song? Do you think mustaches were cool in the first place? For more about Chris and his music, visit his official homepage at chrishadfield.ca. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.